The good news. A friend calls, so I ask him to stop by. We sip old scotch, the good stuff, order in, some Indian, no frills too fine for him or me, particularly since it's been ages since we made the time. Two drinks in, we've caught up on our plans. I've sleepwalked through the last few years by rote. He's had a nasty rough patch, quote unquote, on the home front, so we commiserate, cupping our low balls in our hands. It's great to see him. It's good to have a friend who feels the same as you about his lot, that while some grass is greener, your small plot is crudely arable, and though you're not so young, it's still not quite the end. As if remembering then, he spills his news. Though I was pretty lit, I swear it's true, it was as if a gold glow filled the room and shone on him, a sunshaft piercing through dense clouds, behind which swept long views. In that rich light he looked not like my friend, but some acquaintance brushed by on the train. Had his good fortune kept me from the same, I had to wonder, a zero-sum game that gave the night its early end? There's nothing strange. Our drinks were done, that's all. We haven't spoken since. By morning, I couldn't remember half of what the guy had said. Just his good news, my slurred goodbye, the click of the latch, the quiet hall.